Hey Jeff, how you doing?
Hey John, I'm good, and you?
I'm doing good, It's been a busy day, but I guess it's a good problem.
Yep, busy is good.
Yeah, it's good. Goes by fast. You get texting on this number?
I do.
Okay, I shot you a text message real quick there because Tara asked me to put you on what's called a platinum package and wanted to see what I could do about reducing the rate on it for you. She thinks that based on what you told her, that platinum package would be a good fit for you. She said you were trying to do Google Ads, spend a bunch of money on that, doing pay-per-leads, spend a bunch of money on that, and she thinks it's overspending. So she feels that
The pay-per-leads, I'm just now starting. Like, I haven't actually done them yet.
Mm-hmm.
But I've been doing the Google Ads. I've been doing the SEO words. Like, sometimes I pop up on the first page of Google, but I'm getting zero phone calls from this stuff. So that's what I told her. I'm like, not 100% sold on it.
Yeah.
A lot depends on the cost because I'm locked in the contracts. I'm spending a lot of money.
Yeah.
And I'm not getting a phone call. So that's the last thing I want to do is get another contract. And
yeah.
I'm stuck and the phone's not ringing.
No. So this is all month to month. You're not buying into any kind of contract. The platinum package is going to cover you in Google Places. So not just SEO, but Google Places. Those are the three guys next to the map there on the first page. And you don't rotate.
Yep.
So you're always up there, and the customers can call you directly without any click fees or lead fees or anything like that.
Yep.
And then also you're going to be on Bing.
But that's for how far out? Like, is it just where I live, that zip code, or do you go
no.
a certain miles out?
You're already PIN verified by Google, right?
I don't know what that means.
Yeah, they usually send you a letter in the mail to verify your listing, a little 5-digit number, or you do a video verification where you send them a little video.
I get tons of – I've probably gotten 30 phone calls from these quote-unquote verification companies.
Yeah.
What, I don't even know what that is. They literally just like, hey.
Yeah, because if you were verified and you were doing this, I'm telling you, you wouldn't ever have been paying per lead or done the Google Ads, like pay-per-click scenario. Because when you're listed in Google Places like that and you're always up there, you're not getting charged per lead, click, or call, and 90% of searches are right there. Like, even Angie's and a lot of those lead companies, they get their listings from being on the first page of Google through SEO. And then they just resell you the leads, you know? So if that's done properly, I don't think you would have even gotten to the point of paying for Home Advisor or paying Google Ads.
So right now, just so you know, I just went into Google,
mm-hmm.
and I typed in, you know, Epoxy Coatings Parish.
Right.
And right next to the map, I popped up on the top three.
Exactly. That's how you want it to be. But it's going to be for a 40-mile radius around you.
Gotcha.
And then, on Google, but it's going to be on Bing and the Apple Safari search engine for the iPhones.
Okay. Yeah, but that's for my town. So
that's just a 34219. Yeah, zip code.
Yeah.
That's how it should. That means that you've been verified, though. That answers my question. Because if you're not verified,
okay.
you won't show up at the address. You'll only show up at the address that you're searching from. But once we do the optimization, now you'll actually cover ground.
So now I'm under where it says businesses sponsored. So these are my Google Ads. Is that what that is?
Yeah, Google Ads will show in the sponsored section. Don't click on that, though, because you get charged a click.
Yep.
Yeah, so don't click on that.
Yeah, I know that. Yeah, that's what I've been told. I'm not doing that.
But that's kind of one of those things, that's why I'm not a huge fan of those, is because, like, what if your competitor's going on there and they click on it a couple of times? Like, we do that here, too, you know, but there's...
Oh, I know. I've done it.
They limit it.
I go click on my competitors.
They limit it to, like, 10 per IP address, but it's like they could go incognito mode and then, you know, start clicking on them. So it's like,
yeah.
It's not ideal.
I've totally done it to my competitors. Just Google Guaranteed works really good, though.
Google's pay-per-lead program, like the ones that say Guaranteed at the very top, that one works really well because we pre-screen them. Like, we'll actually get on the line and pre-screen them and make sure that they are actually looking for a project and it's not wasting your time. Then we'll call you up with them on the line, and then they only charge you the fee if you set an appointment.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What's that fee?
well, it's $250 just to apply, and then you got to get through the application, and then the lead fees. Here, let me look up epoxy floor coating and Google Guarantee. Give me 1 second.
Because basically, I'm doing. I just started, so I'm paying a marketing company. I'll tell you everything I'm doing.
Right.
I'm paying a marketing company that my buddy hooked me up with, and he's actually having a lot of success with them. He doesn't do any Google ads. All he does is the SEO. SEO words or the keywords. He's got 40 words that you pay $1,700 a month, and he gets, on average, he goes, I'm getting 25 to 30 phone calls for my website a month.
Hmm.
And he goes, I close the majority of them because people Google me. I pop up, you know, pretty close to the top without any ads, paying for ads. And he goes, they're typically not shopping me. So then, but he also has 100, you know, 5-star reviews on Google. So then, so I got that. I'm paying $1,500 a month. I'm locked in a 12-month contract, which sucks because I've gotten zero leads out of it. They did my website. They're doing my Google ads, which is probably half of that. They're only doing 6 SEO keywords for me, which is only in Parrish.
Yeah, it's not going
to
help.
I just hired this company. It's month to month. I pay them $300 a month, so if I don't get any results, I can cancel.
Right.
They basically are doing a landing page for each city that I pick. We started with 10 cities.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to do 10 keywords, SEO keywords for each city.
Those guys are going to get you suspended so fast. Get you kicked off of Google. Yeah, you can have 10 landing pages for the same business.
So what it is, it's like, it's per city, I guess. So if someone types in, let's say Parrish, where I live, Parrish, or let's use the city next to me, Palmetto.
Yeah.
So I go to like epoxy coatings, you know, Earthstone, Palmetto, Florida.
That's not going to work.
And then it's almost like its own web page, and then they can call me or go to my main website.
No.
It doesn't work like
that.
So,
no. Google, you have one Google business profile, and then it has the same name, address, phone number, and website for all of them. If you have a different domain name on any one thing that says Earthstone Epoxy Coatings, it's going to have the opposite effect of what you're trying to do. It's going to hide those listings. It's literally going to suspend them and hide them and make it like so people can't find you at all, even if they look you up by name. If those guys start floating around a bunch of different domains with the same phone numbers, you're just going to get your Google business profile suspended.
Yeah, I'll have to ask him about that because obviously I didn't mention that at all.
Yeah, that's not how it works. We've been doing SEO since 2004, and then we became a Google partner against our will in 2017. Like, Google was basically like, you become partner with us or we're going to shut you down for saying anything that has to do with Google. And so then we became a Google partner. We cooperated rather than all of our clients just lose their success that they're having from their marketing. So it doesn't work like that. Also, as a partner of theirs, we do most of the verifications for Google, like verifying that they're actually real businesses that are getting posted up there. So one of the main things is you can't have discrepancies like that.
So when I have all these random companies calling me saying, hey, we need to verify your business, like, is that legit or are they trying to sell me something?
No, it could be. It just depends. Like, usually the automated ones come from Google. They don't actually have people in-house at the Google headquarters. It would be a Google partner company like us where you get an actual human being. If it's coming from Google's network, it's like an automated, like a machine.
Yeah, and that's what I'm getting. And I've had them where they just go through, answer all my like contact questions. Is this correct? Correct? Yes, yes, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Then I have some sort of ask my website and all the stuff. I'm like, hey, like if this is a sales pitch, like I'm not interested. I'm already spending plenty of money on marketing. I don't need to continue to spend money.
Yeah.
And then they'll just hang up on me. So I can't figure out their agenda. Like I can't figure out what are they doing.
Yeah, they usually are trying to sell ads or something, Jeff. Like the thing is they could probably help you, but then they're like, we want to help the guys that we know we're going to get paid from. They're not trying to just go in there and help a guy out, unfortunately. That's just kind of how it's set up with the partner program.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So then you start saying things like, hey, I won't pay for this, blah, 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 blah. It's like, okay, you know. It's like somebody comes over or wants you to do like a small part of a finish maybe from somebody else's work, you know, and you're like, well, okay, well, let's talk about money. And they're like, no, I don't want to pay for it. I just want you to do it because you know how to do it. they're like, no. Yeah. So it's kind of that situation that you're running into there.
Gotcha.
But I did look up the lead fee for your area for Google Guarantee. They're $73 to $110 a pop. So they're not exactly cheap for epoxy floor coating.
No, but if it's – also, I look at it, if it's like a good solid lead, because I tried the Angie's list also.
Yeah.
Same thing. They're like $95 a pop, but most of them are bullshit.
No, like see, these ones, you have the person on the line with us. Like, they're inquiring. The reason that they go with the Google Guarantee guys, too, is because Google is also telling them, hey, we vetted this guy, we're recommending, and we're also not only recommending, we're giving a $2,000 insurance for the lifetime of their work. So if something goes wrong where you have to go back, instead of them having to take that money out of their pocket to cover it, they could call on Google's insurance policy to cover it. So then they're like incentivized to go with the Google Guarantee guys. It gives them that extra protection.
So let's say I'm a customer and I'm on Google right now looking for an epoxy coating guy. How would I know if it's a Google Guarantee guy?
It'll say Google Guarantee at the top. I'll have a little green check mark.
But where would it pop up? Because I'm on there right now.
It'd be at the very top.
Like
it'd be the first thing.
The very
to see.
Top. Yeah, the first thing that pops up is two companies, but you can actually, these are sponsored.
Those are Google ads, though.
Google ads called Titan Garage and Floor Interior Remodeling. Then you can, it's got a thing that says show more. Then below that.
No, do me a favor.
Businesses.
Do me a favor. I want you to be able to see it. So type in roofing in Parrish.
Okay. Where are you based out of?
We're in Orange County, California. We're on the other side of the country.
Oh, yeah, you're way. I used to go over there a lot for work.
Yeah, we're Disneyland's over here.
It's a
good place.
John Wayne, and then you take off out of John Wayne.
Yeah, we're literally like 5 minutes from John Wayne. Like the Google Building 1, if you look up Google Building 1, it's right there off Jamboree. Uh-huh. Like, so those planes just fly over our head all day long from John Wayne.
Well, it's funny because they take off and then they slow down because the noise ordinance or whatever.
Yeah, they have the noise ordinance. I know I play that golf course there pretty often. Like sometimes I go there after work and then the airplane's
are
always
you good
flying.
At golf?
Yeah, I'm pretty solid. I'm a 10 handicap.
You're a 10. Well, I'll have to tell you my background in golf.
Yeah, I've been playing for like two and a half years only though. You know, so I got down
to an
18 in the first year and then I've only gone down 8 strokes over the last like year and a half. It's been rough.
Well, how old are you? You're still in your 20s? You sound
32.
Like 32 to me.
No, I'm 32.
Okay, close enough.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I picked it up at 29, so it's kind of a late start.
Yeah. No, I traveled around the country playing junior golf tournaments.
Mm.
And then got out of it, got burnt out.
Yeah.
Got into lifting weights. I went from 150 pounds, probably about 230.
Oh, yeah. I lift weights all the time. We have an Equinox downstairs, like right under the Google headquarters.
So then I did long drive professionally. Go out and hit as far as you can.
Just DeChambeau. Boom.
I get a hold of one every now and then,
but not like that. Yeah. Yeah. Those guys
are something. He's a freak.
Yeah.
He's
a freak. My best ones are like 310, and I'm ripping them, but I'm pretty solid myself. Like, I work out 5 days a week. I actually went to the gym on our lunch hour about an hour and a half ago. It's literally right
there. Well, I can tell you, from all my heavy lifting, like in my 20s, just lifting too much weight, ego lifting, going there trying to act like you're tough.
Yeah.
Dude, my joints, my knees. I got arthritis in my knees. I'm 45.
Yeah. Oh, you're telling me. I ran two marathons already this year, and I got another one, the Long Beach one, booked for October. So I do long runs and lifting. My lower back is cooked, Jeff. It's so bad.
Yeah.
It's so bad. Just because of the golf, though, I went on a bender, a golf bender, on the 23rd, on Friday. I was out. I played a Royal Tribuco over in Mission Viejo. Then I went to, on the 24th, I went out to Corona, played Eagle Glen golf course. Then I took a day off, went and played Costa Mesa Country Club on Monday, and then on Tuesday, one of my friends was in town from Hawaii, and then we went to Hidden Valley in Norco, again over in Glen Corona area. So I went on, like, played four rounds out of 5 days, and my lower back was just screaming the last 2 days. It's horrible.
Yep.
Yeah, just turning in the chair, just, like, lean over one way or lean the other way. And I'm just like, what is this? Like, I always feel like I'm Iron Man, but 4 rounds of golf in 5 days, my lower back is just screaming if I turn the wrong way.
Oh, yeah.
So I had to give it a rest.
Have you been down to La Jolla Cove and played, what you call it? Shit, what's that course called?
There's a few good ones down that way. The only ones I played there down south is the Crossings in Carlsbad.
Yeah,
that's the only one. I went down and watched
Torrey Pines.
Oh yeah, Torrey Pines.
Torrey Pines,
yeah,
what I'm thinking of.
Super
yeah.
famous. I went down there and watched my buddy play. I have a buddy who's on the PGA Tour, and that's kind of what got me into golfing. Is because he's a close friend, but we never talk golf.
What's his name?
Jake Knapp.
Oh really? I love that dude.
Yeah, we graduated at Estancia High School, so he's my age. We're the same graduating class. He's a good buddy of mine.
Yeah. I actually like watching it. I like his swing.
Oh, I used to give him so much crap in the high school because he could dunk a basketball. Like, he's a freak athlete. And I'd be like, why the heck aren't you playing basketball or playing football? And they're like, oh, he plays golf. And I was like, ah, golf, you know, old man game. I used to give him crap, but he would always just kind of shrug it off, whatever, you know, see him at the parties hanging out. We were always really close friends, and then he would just disappear. I'm going to go to the golf course. And I'd be like, okay. I never understood that part. And then he went to UCLA, got done with UCLA. We would see him in the neighborhood again all the time. And he was asking me to help him find work and thinking of starting up a company. Next thing you know, he qualified PGA Canada, goes out there for a year. Then he qualifies for the regular tour over here. His second start, he wins in Mexico. Now he's a millionaire.
Yeah.
He got a bunch of sponsors from the Ducks and everybody. So he went from just like hanging around the bar, college is over, I don't know what I'm going to do, I'm not golfing anymore, to now he's a pro. And he's on the tour.
That's
crazy.
That's how it works.
Yeah, it was weird. He was scrambling around working bars and stuff. Like, he was just trying to do anything he could to get some work going.
Yep.
Yeah.
Just play good when it counts is all that matters.
Yeah, no, he's a stud, though. He's a little prodigy. His dad had him out here in Costa Mesa Country Club when he was like 3, and he used to go across the street and hit golf balls during lunch, and then right after school, right back to the course, play twilight rounds. Like, he was always
adamant
about it.
He's fun to watch. I like his swing. You can tell he's well-built. He's in good shape. Like, he takes care of himself, at least his body.
He's an athlete.
He spends the time in the gym.
Yeah, he's an athlete. All the time, he's always commenting on that stuff. Like, you're still lifting like that? I'm like, you still lifting like that? He's like, oh, yeah. Yeah, he works out.
It's funny, when I was doing long drive, I was at that time 6 foot, 225.
Ooh.
And I was one of the smallest guys out there.
Wow. Like, yeah, I can
guys
see
were
that.
6'4", 270.
I noticed a lot of them are big. Yeah, when you watch those long drive competitions. But it probably helps. They could get the club so far away. They probably effortlessly create speed coming through when you're big like that. So.
And it's all speed. That's what it's all about, speed.
Yeah, I'm 6 foot, but I'm like 200. I'm really lean right now. And I could whip it, though. I could get it out there. That's probably like the thing that helps me the most in keeping my scores down in the putting. The driving and the putting, when those two come together, like, the irons and the chipping are pretty consistent. I was always kind of natural with my chipping. I got good hands just from being an athlete and able to kind of feel things out pretty well.
Then you'll probably continue to get better with golf if you got the good hand-eye coordination.
Yeah, that was just natural.
Tiger even says that. He's like, I'm good because of my hands. My hands are still good.
Yeah, one of my buddies picked up on it, like the guy that introduced me to it. He's real well off. I worked with him here actually for like 10 years, but he started a couple of companies and moved to the Newport Harbor. He was like, oh, come out and play. You've always been a great athlete. You got natural hand-eye coordination. And so I go out there and play my first round with him. First round I played full-length par 72 course. I shot a 96, first round of golf I ever played in my life. And he goes, yeah, I was like, is that any good? And he goes, yeah. He goes, yeah, you're going to be great. He's like, you didn't miss a ball. You didn't miss swing anything. Like, I was having him help me because I didn't really know my distances or anything like that. I literally like bought the clubs and then maybe went like a couple of rounds at the range, like two or three, but I didn't really have them locked in. And so he was helping me out on that part and telling me where to miss. But yeah, 96, first round ever.
That's pretty good. All right, I got stuff to do. So let's get back to business.
Yeah,
right, so I put in Roofing Paris, Florida.
Yeah, so you see the guys at the very top, it says Google Verified, and it said it has a little green check mark.
No, I don't.
Really? Maybe you have like an ad blocker on or something.
Yeah, it doesn't do that. It just says sponsored roofing services in 34219.
It says little Google Verified.
And you can show more. No, it doesn't.
It doesn't have that green check mark. I'm looking at it. I see Next Generation Roofing Contractors, Ridgetop Exteriors, and then you go down, you got Mitchell Roofing Company, Allen's Roofing, Right Now Roofing.
So what did you type in word for word?
Just roofing, Parrish.
Okay, let me check out Florida.
Put FL in there, yeah.
FL, okay, let's see. I'm going to do exactly what you did.
Mm-hmm. Usually, I mean, if you're out there, you don't have to do that part. Usually, you just type in roofing, and then it'll pick up based on your IP address.
Yeah, that's weird. I don't see anything with a green check mark.
You could have the ad blocker on, but they show up even above the sponsored guys. And then it'll say, like, get phone number, and there's a number there. They can click on the icon and call it. But when they call, they're going to a screening service. Yeah. When they call that, it's going to a screening service. And what they're doing is screening, making sure it's an actual fit. Like maybe Epic Roofing says, hey, I only do shingle roof. And Kelly's like, I do asphalt. The person calls like, hey, I'm looking for asphalt. Then we'll call up Kelly because we know Kelly takes that. And then we'll sit there with him and go, hey, this is what he's looking for. We feel like it's a good match for you. You got a second, see if we could schedule it. And the person stays on the line because they want the insurance from Google, right? So if he makes an appointment and he says, yeah, this is a good lead or a good fit, then we'll actually deduct a lead from his balance or like a lead fee from his balance. So he's basically getting appointments rather than just a lead that's like texted to him. You got to call him and figure it out. It's like, hey, you've agreed to the appointment. Then we're going to charge you. So imagine if you had, you know, a set 10 appointments for a set budget and it's saying like 110 max, you'd spend like $1,100 to get 10 guaranteed appointments where you're going out there. You know, it'll cover it.
Yeah.
Like 1100. I mean, one of them, right? The epoxy floor coatings. My garage was like $4,500 to do that on my garage.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, one of them.
So when I do it for my area, it pulls up 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and then it has the option for more flooring pros.
Mm-hmm.
How would you, what determines what pops up first, second, third, like,
well, I mean, if guys, let's say, for example, you went, I want 10 leads. I got a 10 lead budget. Here's $1,100. You've already hit your 10 lead budget. We go, hey, we can refresh this and put another $1,100 in there for your 10 balance, or you want to hold off and maybe you're booked out for like a month or two, you know? Okay. Well, then you're going to rotate down to the bottom because it's like, you don't have a need for it. We'll wait until you're back active. The guys that are active and are ready to pay a lead fee and have that available balance are going to be at the top. So there is a threading through process that we go through to try to max them with somebody that's going to be available, but also Google's going to get paid the lead fee for it.
So some of them says get phone number, and some of them says get quote.
Yeah.
And some have both.
Exactly. Some have it like that where you can message them and immediately get a quote. And that will kind of stop you from getting charged a lead fee if it's like, we charge this, you know. Floor Coverings International is like, hey, we do, you know, anything less than $2,000, we're probably not going to go out there because we're already so slammed. And it's like, okay, and we'll just find somebody else rather than call them up and try to match it.
So would y'all be doing it with the get phone number and get quote, or just get phone number?
If you want it that way, yeah. That's how the business owner set it up that way.
Oh, okay. I got you. Got
yeah.
You. Okay.
It's based on their preferences. So it's a customized targeted strategy.
Well, I think I'd be more interested in doing this because it's actually talking to a customer, which for me is super important at this point in time. Like, I need to get somebody on the phone, talk to them. They obviously must be serious if they're be willing to talk to you on the phone.
Yeah.
Whereas,
the
like,
reason,
you know,
they're serious is that insurance, you know? Like, if I know I'm going to spend $5,000 to get the epoxy floor coating on my garage, but Google's telling me, hey, we background checked this guy. Obviously, he's doing good business. You know, he gave us all the stuff to get him Google guaranteed in the first place. And we'll give you the extra $2,000 coverage if something goes wrong that you could pull out.
Yep.
And it's just like, okay, I know this guy's probably already got his own insurance, so my house is like double, triple protected. I'd rather just go with that contractor.
Yeah, I'd be interested in doing something like this, because then I'm not paying and crossing my fingers. I get a phone call. I'm going to get a phone call, talk to a customer, and then I pay.
Yeah, we're vetting them. And then we also interview you, so we get what you consider is an ideal customer. So that way you're not having to thread through a call that you find out at the end is just wasting your time, you know?
Yeah, this, because I'm going to, once my balance with Angie List is used up, I'm not going to use them anymore, because I've landed so far one deal out of it, out of probably, I don't know, 10 to 12 leads.
Okay.
And I'll land another deal. I talked to a guy this morning. I might land that one, but it'll be probably a few weeks because he needs to save up the money.
Well, here's the thing. So it's going to take us a couple of weeks just to get you through the background screening. So if that's the route you want to go, today all you pay is $250. I'll send you the application. You can start working on it now. Let's just fill it out. And then they'll call you, do the third-party background check. We'll even get you to the point of doing the interview, what you feel is an ideal client, and putting you up there. But they're not going to charge you the balance until you're ready to start accepting leads. They're going to look for...
Now, what if you're denied on the background?
I mean, do you have a criminal history, Jeff?
I do, yeah, from a long time ago.
I mean, let me see. What is it?
It was...
We could just be transparent with
you. Racketeering, conspiracy, commit racketeering, grand theft, two charges of grand theft.
All right, give me one.
It was a mortgage company I worked for in 2003. They're committing fraud.
Okay, hold on 1 second.
First job out of college, worked for them for 6 months, and I got arrested.
What's your last name?
It's Ayers, A-Y-E-R-S.
Okay. It's over 7 years ago?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. So I'm not even going to try to charge you this unless I know it's going to go through. But we have a 99% success rate. I had one guy in my time that didn't get through it, but he had a felony assault charge, and they were like, okay.
Yeah, violent.
Yeah, if you have a violent charge and we're telling people, yeah, you can trust this guy, go ahead and invite him out to your house right now. You know,
yeah.
Doesn't look good.
And yeah, I did Angie's List, later. And they went through the same thing, and it was fine.
Yeah, then more than likely you'll be okay, but I'm just checking with Amy real quick to see.
Okay.
She's in that department.
Yeah, so it pulled up. Like on mine, when they ran the background, it actually did pull up, but they said they didn't deny it because it's technically white collar, but racketeering is it's a mob crime. They started for the mob back in I don't know,
Chicago
the 60s or 70s. Yep.
Yeah, with but Capone.
Yep.
Yeah, I used to watch a lot of Peaky Blinders too. So, okay, here we go. Well, cause them to get declined for LSA background checks. Violent crimes. Yeah, violent crime is the main one.
Yeah, no, mine was white collar.
Okay, this is fine. Let me just triple check her. I sent her your name too, just to confirm.
Okay.
They'll be able to look at it. So the way this works, though, if she says yes, the application is just $250. That's all you pay today, and then we'll work on that, get you through the background screening. And then Google is going to want a 13-lead balance. So that's the other thing to start you out.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, that's fine. So, I mean, you're looking at, if on the high end, you're looking at about $1,500 for that 13-lead balance.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
That's basically what I had to do with Angie's too, and I think it was $1,000, so I gave them that.
Yeah, Angie sells their leads to like five people, and they tell you call them now before somebody else gets them. I know. I've worked with so many people who have used that in the past, and they always tell me they like being on Google a lot better. They actually designed this program because we thought that they were going to get shut down. If you look up FTC versus Home Advisor, like the Federal Trade Commission, they shut them down before when they were called Service Magic, and then they said that they were going to do it again. And then nothing really came to fruition. But Google was like, okay, how are we going to accommodate these people that want leads and not just regular Google advertising? So then they developed Google Guarantee because they know the only reason people were going with with the Angies is because they wanted a tangible lead that they can call back instead of just being listed up there and have people calling them.
So now, for this, is there like so many different, is there a set number of keywords that y'all utilize for this within like the 30-mile range?
Yeah, we'll customize it. This one's not like the local listing I was talking about earlier, so you're not limited to a certain range. So if you say, hey, you want to run it there, you're willing to accept leads up to 100 miles, they're going to get you those leads because they want to get the lead fee.
Yeah. No, I don't want to go that far out. I like to go probably 30 miles out if you have the ability to filter that, because I don't want to get a lead that's 100 miles away and it's literally a one-car garage that is not worth the gas driving there as far as what I get paid for it.
Okay, yeah. Well, again, that you set those parameters on what's acceptable and what's not.
Okay.
At the end of the day.
Okay, cool,
and it has
cool.
to meet those parameters, and then you'd be willing to go out and actually meet with that homeowner or business owner
yep.
in order to get charged the lead fee, right? But there is a tracking awesome. Number hooked up to it, and there's a tracking system and app that we have in the app store.
Mm-hmm.
And so okay. they'll be able to keep track of everything. Like, you'll be able to see the leads, and then if you want to dispute them, you could always dispute them. We even dispute them on your behalf sometimes if the customer, like, hangs up or something happens in the middle of that call.
Yep.
But Amy just told me, she said he'll get through as long as it's not a felony within the last 7 years. If they're older than seven years, they'll still probably have to explain, but it won't prevent them from passing the background check. So you'll still get through the background
check. Yeah, it's over 7 years.
Okay. All right. Well, if that's the route you want to go, I can get it set up. I'll send you the application right now.
Yeah, I think I changed my plea in 2011. So that was, 14 years ago? I got arrested in 2009, but I worked for the company in 2003.
So, but with Google, if you look up, like, racketeering charges, I mean, there is one, but I don't think this is you. And this is all that Google can find. Is your middle name Ryan?
Yes, that's me.
Jeffrey Ryan Ayers?
Yep, that's me.
Okay, yeah, it's 2009.
Yeah, that's when I was originally arrested.
You're fine. That's 16 years ago. It's like more than double the limit. Yeah. But that's all that they would be able to find on there. Release, indictment, financial company, Mount Vernon. Okay, this is something else, Mount Vernon.
Yeah, I think that's where the mortgage company was based out of, Mount Vernon, New York.
Yeah.
No,
this is something else. This is a mother and daughter from Mount Vernon. It just came up with the name. Then U.S. First Heirs. Wire. No, it's not it. Fraud prevention. FBI. Columbia government tax exam. Nope, that's not you. So, yeah, the only one that pops up is that one. Florida man arrested, multi-million-dollar mortgage, and it says Jeffrey Ryan Ayers, 2009 racketeering. Yeah, you're fine. That's August 7th, 2009.
Is that the blog that you pull up? That's the only article left online.
That's it.
A blog.
That's it, yeah, mortgage fraud blog.
Yeah, it's not even a legit
news
article. It's literally some dude probably sitting in his garage writing blogs.
Yeah, no, you'll be fine. You'll be fine. This one was saying you were 29 years old back then, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
So that's more than double the limit that she's saying. So it's felonies within 7 years. If they're older than 7 years, you might still have to explain that to them. Just like you're explaining to me.
Yeah, that's fine.
I mean, you're going to have a live human being. It's not an automated system. And then
that's fine.
They said it won't prevent you from passing, though. So they'll still pass you.
Okay.
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 All right.
Let's move forward with that, then. I'd like to do that. We'll give it a shot. As long as it's not a contract and I don't have to.
No, so this one's based on leads. So, like, you'll get the 13 lead balance, right? It'll be about 1,500. They'll give you an exact number, but it's telling me on low end 950, high end 1,500. So they'll give you an exact number on it, and then you have a balance of 13 is the minimum to start. And then once you've exhausted it, you have the option to either renew it or you can just leave it like that. Sometimes what happens is the guys will get booked up for however many months with those leads. So sometimes it takes them 2-3 months just to get through it and actually refresh it. So it's not a month-to-month thing.
Gotcha.
It's at whatever
pace you accept. Can you pause them at any time?
Yeah, you don't have to accept the leads. I mean, you have a tracking number hooked up to it, and your caller ID system is going to tell you when the call comes through that it's a potential prospect. You'll save it.
Oh, okay. So you'll know.
You'll know
if this is
This is a Google guarantee lead. I mean, if you're like, hey, I don't want to accept any leads right now, you just don't answer the phone call, you know?
Don't answer the phone. Now, what happens if, like, let's say I'm on the job. Because when I'm doing my jobs, if once I'm pouring the actual epoxy, like, phone's in my pocket, I got 20 minutes to pour it, get it, you know, squeeze it out, roll it out, so there's no stopping and answering the phone because it's time sensitive, because it cures.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens if they call, I miss the call.
Yeah, we still try to accommodate them. Yeah, we try to accommodate them with somebody live to get them out there and get their project scheduled. Okay. But yep. there will be, you'll see in your tracking system, a section where you could follow up with people. So you could go in there and try to follow up and see if they have it resolved or if they do want to get another quote. Usually they're advised that they're only going to get their Google guarantee if they go with the guy that's live. So you're not supposed to like double book your appointments necessarily. That way we can kind of ensure the guy that already scheduled has got the best chance of landing it or completing it.
Yep.
But there are opportunities in there, and then, you know, if you end up setting appointments through there, they'll catch it in the tracking system, and they'll deduct the lead fee from it. So there'll be a little pool in there you could pull from. All right.
Yep,
and then what's your business email address?
It's jeff@earthstoneepoxy.com.
Okay. Yeah, this will be your last stop. I want to get Angie's out of there and get you off of Google Ads. I think we'll be able to do that here in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, so I'm under contract with them, with the marketing company that does the Google Ads. They're supposed to stop after 6 months, so I think I'm 2 months into it.
Yeah,
but if I don't get anything from them in the next month, then I'm going to call them and basically complain to where they just – I know they'll take it off, but I just don't want to have to start a new contract, 12-month contract with them.
Yeah, we got you. Like I said, we're partnered with Google, so if you just call in, I mean – they can't really hold you to that. If you decide that the marketing's not beneficial to your business and it's not something that's already prepaid, you could still get out of it.
Okay.
Yeah. It's like, it's different if you've already paid for it and then you're trying to reverse it versus if it's something where they're telling you, hey, you're obligated to pay over 12 months for these ads. But if you decide, hey, I don't like it or it's not beneficial to me, I'm going backwards, then you legally can just get out of it. So that won't ever hold up. All right. And then what's your street address? Your Google business profile is suspended, actually. So I'm going to have to unsuspend. Oh, no, it's not. It's not. Never mind. I'm just worried about it could have gotten with those people with all those domain names. So we're just going to use earthstoneepoxyfl.com as your primary domain and website?
It should be just earthstoneepoxy.com.
Okay, I have earthstoneepoxyfl.com here. Let me see if I delete the FL, if it changes it.
Yeah, I don't know what that is. I'm going to put that in mind and see.
Oh, no, it's got a 941202, but, I mean, it's got the same city, state, and zip on there. 941202-4980, does that ring a bell to you?
Well, it's so the marketing company I use, that's the number they put on there, so they can track phone calls as they come into the website.
Yeah, when I deleted the FL, it's literally the exact same site, if you put FL or if you don't. Yeah.
Yeah, that's weird.
It literally looked like it just refreshed.
Yeah, that's weird. I don't know, because when I bought the URL through GoDaddy, I literally just earthstoneepoxy.com.
Yeah, if you put earthstoneepoxyfl.com, it's going to get you the exact same site.
That's where I'm at. So I don't know if one of the companies I've hired did that. I don't know.
That's wild. Weird. Yeah, we got to thread through these. You don't want to have so many bills floating around, you know?
Yeah, I'm like, how is this possible?
Less is more. You just want it, like, straightforward. And, I mean, I'm pretty sure Google Guarantee will get you the results. It's the most advanced form of marketing to date. So you probably won't need those. But let's get it up and running first. And then once you get the results from it, we could go in there and start butchering off these guys that are debiting you.
What do you think the close ratio is on these type of deals?
I mean, unless you're not answering your phone. I mean, I remember I signed up a guy on Google Guarantee, and he was, like, straight out of China. Like, his English was just bad. It was horrible. But he was closing them because we're already doing all the legwork. Like, these people already go online. They look up his service. We tell them that we've background checked them. So they don't really care if they don't understand them. It's more so just, get a good deal and the scheduling works, then, you know, You're not.
Make sure they got a legit person come to their house. No, that makes sense.
All that's already over with. We took care of that with the Google Guarantee background check. So they don't care if he doesn't talk right. They're like, all right, you guys looked into him, and obviously you could track him down. You know where he lived. You did the background check and everything. So it's like, they're fine. They just hired him.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
We do all the heavy lifting from the credibility standpoint. It's more so like a scheduling and then coming to an agreement on the price.
Yeah, I mean, what I like about it is the fact that the phone call's coming in with the customer on the line.
Yeah, and an agent already pre-screened them, too, to kind of get an idea on what they're looking for. So it's almost like you have a secretary in-house that's listening.
It's a hot
lead. Yeah, exactly. We make sure it's hot for you. That way we could get paid.
Yep. All right. Alright, what else? What else we gonna do?
We're good. I got everything saved here. I updated the domain. I got the address and everything. I'm just going in to set up the application. That way it comes through text and email to you. And then I'll process the $250, and then you just gotta fill that out. And then I wanna schedule a follow-up appointment either tomorrow or Monday, depending on what's best for you, where we can interview you and go over what's the ideal customer for your Google Guarantee and the onboarding.
Yeah, I would say sooner the better. Tomorrow, we can do tomorrow.
What time?
I don't have any jobs for tomorrow. I just got to pick up my son, which I don't know what time I'm picking him up yet. But you
want
to
go 4 to 5 like this time tomorrow?
Could we do earlier? I don't want to do that late.
Yeah, we're in California. I mean, we got 7 a.m. here, so like 10 a.m. your time.
Can we do like early afternoon? Can we do 10 a.m. your time, which is 1 p.m. my time?
Yeah. Yeah, it works.
Okay. Let's do that.
There's kind of a power shift once you become a client. It's like you're hiring us now, so we adjust to your schedule. All right. I'll set an appointment, and I'll send you an email reminder and a text message 1 hour before as well.
Yeah, please do that. I'm going to put it in my calendar, because if not, I'll forget.
Well, it's going to come through automatically, too. There'll be a calendar invite.
Okay, yeah. Perfect. I won't mess with it, then. I'll let you do that.
Yeah, I'm going to schedule it and send it over to the email I have here. So it's just jeff@earthstoneepoxy.com, right?
Yep, that's it.
Okay, we're good. All right, let's go here. Next time you come out to California, you got to play some golf.
Yeah, I was out there, I think the last...
Not last time, but I was out there one time. I went and played Long Beach Country Club or something like that, right by the airport.
Oh yeah, it's probably Recreation, right? Or Highlands.
I thought it was Long Beach. Like I flew into Long Beach, left the airport, and I was like right down the road. So I pulled over. I'm like, shit, I'm gonna go play golf.
Yeah, and that sounds like Recreation.
Maybe. And I rented clubs. Mm-hmm. And I got paired up with this random guy, and I got talking to him.
Oh, you're talking about Virginia Country Club?
No.
It's in Long Beach, but it's off Virginia Road, so they call it Virginia Country Club. It's pretty close to the airport.
Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
But I was paired with this guy, and I asked, I said, what'd you do for a living?
Mm-hmm.
He's like, I was in law enforcement. He goes, I retired from the police department in Orange County as a lieutenant. I said, just out of curiosity, I'm like, you don't have to answer this question, but how much did you make when you retired?
Mm.
It's like I made $275,000 a year.
Mm-hmm. Sounds about right.
Top.
Yeah.
Dude,
I mean,
you want like a lieutenant in Tampa where I live, like maybe they'll make $100,000 a year. Maybe. When they retire.
If you're going to risk your life, I mean, it's got to be worth it, you know?
I used to try to hire people in California when I worked at a company called Husqvarna.
Yeah, it's tough.
And our pay was only $60,000 salary plus, you know, bonus. And maybe they made $100,000. Couldn't find anybody.
Yeah.
Everybody's like, yeah, no, I need to make more money than living out here in California.
Yeah, it's tough. It's tough. I live in Newport Beach now, and it's bad.
Oh,
it's the most Newport's expensive.
Awesome.
It is. It's beautiful,
oh, yeah.
But it's the most expensive place in the country. I mean, pretty much, you're either a millionaire or somebody in your family is in order to live over there.
Yep. I got a buddy that I used to work with that lives there, and I'm like, dude, I know he doesn't make a lot of money. I'm like, how the hell do you afford living there?
Probably rent it.
He probably rents a little apartment. Single guy, young. Young. He's probably 40. Single guy.
Yeah, I don't own my house. Like, I have a nice house, but I actually rent it from a buddy of mine, and he's got a bunch of investment properties. This guy's got like $50 million, and I was like, okay, you know, good friend. Like, I go play golf with him. I used to work here with him. He was here for like 10 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then he just started up his own vape company, and then the. I was like, oh, what are you doing that for? And he IPO'd and sold it, and then he sent me a message like, oh, $28 million. I was like, oh, that's nice. Then he created three more of them. Sold that one and started a few. Yeah, so he's just rolling in it now.
Yeah.
Jeez. All right, so what else do you need from me?
Just need the card number, but I set it up. I was trying to find the application fee only. A lot of these packages were like local plus Google guaranteed. I didn't see your Google business profile. Do you have 5 reviews on your Google business profile?
I think I have 6.
Okay, perfect. That would have been a bad right there if I had signed you up without it. I mean, we could have got somebody to put one up there, but you need to have 5 on your GBB.
Yeah, no, I think it's 6 or 7.
Okay, it should be fine. Like, we could work around it, but otherwise they try to tell me to sign you up for a local. Okay, save. Okay, all right, I'm ready for the card number.
It is the Visa 4147.
4147.
Yep, 2026.
2026.
3039. 0175.
0175. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
September of 28.
09 of 28, and then 3-digit code on the back.
156.
156, okay. So this is just going to be the $250 for the application fee. Okay. Yes. All right, and then you got to go through the background check and everything. They'll give you an exact number. I kind of rough guesstimate based off of what they were telling me, like the cost per lead there. I know they try to leave a little wiggle room, so... I think 15 is going to be fine, but don't cash rate me if they tell you 17 for 13. No. You know, they'll give you the exact number. They just got to get their hosting charge because they're the ones actually pre-screening the calls and handing them to you.
Yep.
All right. But look out for that. The application is going to come through text and email here. It's digital, so it's pretty easy. And then once you've submitted that, then they'll actually contact you and do the real background check over the phone, so it's going to be with a separate party there.
Yep, that's all good.
All right, and then I'm going to send you my direct number and extension. If you're having any issues with it, just give me a shout. I can jump on with you, and we could get through it together.
Okay, and what was your first name again?
My full name is actually Jazwan, and then my middle name is John, and my last name's Hill, but everybody calls me John.
Your first name is Jazwan?
Jazwan, right? That's a doozy, huh?
How do you spell it?
J-A-Z-W-A-N.
J-A-Z. I've never heard of that before. Jazwan.
I'm the only one. The easiest guy to find. My mom's from Garden Grove and my dad's from L.A.
But how'd they come up with that name?
My dad, he had an uncle that passed away. If you actually look it up, he played for the Bears. He passed away at 23 years old from gangrene. He had gangrene in his foot, and they amputated his foot, and then he didn't survive the amputation. So my dad was like 16, 17 years younger than his uncle. He was a little kid when he passed away, and he just decided to name me Jazwan Hill after him.
That's a family name. Well, that makes sense then.
Yeah, but everybody butches it, and it's one of those things where it's just like I hate explaining it, so I just like John. I just go by my middle name.
You just go by John, okay.
Yeah, usually. It's easier that way. So, and I have, like, my wife calls me Jazz sometimes, but...
Jazz.
It's kind of girly.
Well, yeah. No, it's not that bad. I wasn't thinking that at all.
Yeah, get out of here.
I think when I think of Jazz, I think of, like, DJ Jazzy Jeff from Fresh Prince.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, no, that
that's
I guess...
I think of Jazz.
That guy was getting kicked out of the house all the time, though, too. He's kind of a clown.
Yeah, but he was funny. He was funny.
He was good. All right. So it looks they've processed your payment here. I just want to make sure that the application comes through because they're not telling me it was sent successfully. Do you see any text in there?
Let me look. Click to see our pricing. I already did that.
No.
Thank you for choosing. Here's a copy of your invoice to the email.
Okay, yep. There'll be an outline of it there. That's just a service agreement in writing there.
Yeah, and they got a contact card. I'm saving the contact card right now.
Yeah.
And then I got...
There should be the actual title. Application.
Yeah, I think I did. I think I just got it.
Okay. Now it's going to be a digital form.
Let's see. I got the invoice, the initial invoice right here. That's for the $250. I've got a Google guarantee campaign begins. I've got the email.
Okay. So, yeah, then it's in your email. They emailed it to you.
Yeah, here
it is. That text is just confirming that it was emailed.
Okay. Yep. I got it right here. Application form. Click on.
Oh, okay. That's it. So you got to fill that out, and then we have the Google guarantee onboarding call scheduled for tomorrow. I'm going to send you a invite for your email. It's going to be between 1 and 2 o'clock Eastern Standard, and then I'll shoot you a text message about noon just as a reminder.
Okay. Is it a video call or anything, or can I just take it from my cell phone?
No, you can just take it from your cell phone. It'll be basic information. Okay. We just want to make sure we're matching you up with the right clients and getting you the right leads.
Okay, perfect. That works.
All right, Jeff. Well, thank you for signing up.
Thanks,
welcome aboard. If you need anything, I'm just one call away, man. I want to make sure this is your last stop. I see you're investing a lot of money in other things, and I think it's a little unnecessary, but I understand it. You know, you're just looking for what works, so let me know.
You would make me so happy if we can do that.
Yeah, I got you. I've been doing this for 12 years, so I know Google Guarantee is our best product. It's just sometimes it's not the most cost-efficient, you know, so I kind of start with, how can we help people the most affordable way? And then if they're willing to pay to play, then this is really the best product. It just costs money, you know, so.
Yeah, which is fine. For me, I'll pay $100 a lead all day long if I'm getting the business.
Yeah, then you're going to be a perfect fit for this. And these leads are pre-screened. Like I said, it's the best form of leads that you could get to date, so.
Yep. Awesome. I appreciate it, John. Thanks, man.
You're welcome. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. See you.
Bye.